At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It's the best, hands down.
It's crystal clear.
I love it. The things you can make are awesome.
No one else has quality epoxy like this.
It's easy to mix.
Tim is such a wealth of knowledge.
It's gotta be iCoat.
Welcome to the Resin Mastery Podcast, exploring iCoat epoxy. So welcome back to Resin Mastery, exploring iCoat epoxy week. This week, we've got an episode for you on Sacred Blooms, the business of preserving religious event flowers. And it's going to be fun. So, Rachel, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Just kind of chilling back before the wedding and everything like that. Doing a lot of planning. So trying to be as calm as possible with all of that. But how have you been?
Good. And I love the fact that you brought up the wedding because that's a religious event, right? So you're going to have a lot of blessed flowers around that area. And this is what we're going to talk to today. So just to give our audience a bit of an insight, we're going to explore how preserving flowers used in religious events such as weddings, funerals, baptisms, celebrations, you know, churches, synagogues, all different religious institutions. These flowers are often blessed, especially around places like Christmas and Easter and High Holy Days. And the question is, what happens to them when the event ends? And Rachel, we know most places, they just toss them out.
Yeah, a lot of places do just toss them out and they end up in the trash. And especially something, I'm a believer in that nothing that's blessed should be left in the trash.
No, and look, I know some churches who at Christmas, the Christmas poinsettia, they'll let people take that home with them. And that's good. So rather than letting these things just wither away or die or be thrown in the trash, the idea is that why not approach these places about preserving some of these as lasting keepsakes? Because a lot of religious institutions, they have gift shops and they offer services to the community. This could be something for one of the sick and elderly, Rachel, in the community who just wants something to brighten her day. This could be something that's preserved and is pretty much permanent in their world. So Let's jump in, and Rachel, and see how creators and artisans can partner with these religious organizations and how they can both, you know, serve as a service provider to them and also, you know, create a revenue stream for the churches. So first question, I'll throw this one to you, Rachel, as well. Let's talk a little bit about the idea of preserving flowers and what are the main events throughout the year that you think of, and especially with your wedding coming up, right? So weddings would be one of them that we maybe want to have people put on a list of events that they need to be conscious of.
You know, I would definitely say, so like the two, I think, easiest ones to come up with would be weddings and funerals, both the, you know, new beginnings and endings. The flowers from that can be saved to exemplify kind of like life and death, right? And those are two very important times in people's lives. So I would say that those are kind of more of the easy ones. And you can find those in various different places, at churches, even at not churches. Like you could go to funeral homes for funerals and discuss that with them. But then like more so like the holidays, there's Easter, just new seasons like spring when a lot of people like flowers. So like you can think seasonally too. It doesn't just need to be flowers. It's also like leaf preservation, things like that. I think that's kind of slept on a little bit, but even like holidays like Dia de los Muertos, where flowers like the, I think it's marigolds, are like very have a, like everywhere in like Hispanic culture, keeping that going and preserving those flowers. I know Christmas is definitely one of them with the poinsettias.
Well, you can go to the religious duties of the Jewish faith, and you can go into, you know, all of their high holy day celebrations, Passover, Yom Kippur, and, you know, they have several celebrations. And I was even thinking when you said seasonally as well, I haven't seen it yet, but I'd love to see tulips, spring tulips preserved. I think they'd be beautiful, actually.
I think that would be beautiful. And, you know, it's funny that you said Passover, because I was actually thinking when you said that, so I went to a Passover dinner. It was a little bit late, but we still celebrated it, and with just me and my friends from my church. And it was really nice. I brought some really lovely, it was like farm fresh, like it was just in a box. They weren't in water or anything, but they were daffodils, and I had never seen daffodils before, but they were just, in my opinion, the most beautiful flower I've ever seen. I was like, oh my gosh, it's a flower within a flower.
Yeah.
And like to be able to have preserved those from that holiday, I think would have been really nice, just because they were gorgeous, and they don't grow year round. They grow in the spring, and that's about it, which is sad because it's my favorite flower.
And I was even thinking, you get to November and they still celebrate Poppy Day. And that's going back to the First World War, where they had the poppy fields of Europe and they do a poppy. But it'd be great to see like a poppy preserved, especially for someone who has, you know, generations of family members who go back to World War One, World War Two. So that's something to think about as well. So, you know, there's a lot of emotional and symbolic value in flowers around these types of celebrations. And, you know, iCoat's been doing this for a long time. And if you look at the way they've been preserving wedding flowers with their casting epoxy, which is probably, you know, best in class when it comes to this in the market, you know, it's something that, especially for those artisans who are doing them, rather than just waiting for orders to come in and being proactive through their website and generating orders, maybe this is just something they can do locally. Go to your local religious organizations, tell them what you're doing, show them one of the preservations that you do, and say, we'd love to do this for the church, for the gift shop. We can do little things like ring holders. We can do little things like cork stoppers that we can put flowers in. And I was even thinking, Rachel, the other day, because I interviewed Kerry from Rememberable Resin, who makes rosaries. And she takes blessed flowers and puts little flowers into every one of the beads on the rosaries.
That's beautiful. I love that. Oh my gosh. It's very unique too. I've never heard of anything like that before.
Yeah. And it's very, very delicate work and the way she puts it together. But I would think if I bought a rosary knowing the work that went into it, that would be something that would be really super special to me, beyond, you know, your everyday rosary that you could buy that probably comes from some mass-produced factory, like everything that becomes mass-produced. And this is the beauty of preservation. It isn't the perfection of it. It's actually the imperfection of it. It's the fact that it's handmade from things that were special to you. And I want you to think about this and give us an answer on this, which is, the day you get your preserved bouquet from your wedding, and also your bridesmaids' gifts and your family gifts, right, that are going to be preserved, What are you going to think about emotionally when you actually see those things?
You know, that's a good question, and it's kind of a tough one. I mean, I would say that, well, for instance, like my fiance, he will get me flowers, and he knows that like I prefer planted flowers because cut flowers die, right? And so I guess the best part about seeing them before my own eyes after they're preserved and getting them back and everything would just be like, wow, like I get to enjoy these forever for as long as I live. And even it'll probably last until after that, you know, on to the next. But just being able to see that and knowing that I don't need to replace them with new flowers every week or every 4 or 5 days, whenever, you know, flowers do die. And just kind of a good representation of like, oh, wow, like this is more than just flowers. This is representative of the promise, the vows that I've made to stay in that same state all throughout marriage, even though we know that marriage is complicated oftentimes, and it's not always about feeling in love, more so than choosing to be in love, choosing to love the person.
Yeah, so. Really well said. And that's so true, you know, because those emotions do wax and wane. But having those mementos to keep that love strong through the tough times, like me and my wife both have pictures of us each on our wedding day to remind us of where we were at that moment.
Yeah.
And I imagine if we don't have it, it's something we should have, is some kind of bouquet with the memory of that, that the kids could go, oh, well, that's from your mom and dad's wedding day. I think that would serve to help strengthen that relationship through the tough times, especially, and understand, you know, what we all go through in that. So for the artists out there, if you're an artisan out there, one of our listeners, and we want to just say to our listeners at this point, wow, we are so honored to have so many people listen to the show. This is a real testament to the history of Tim and iCoat and the work that's gone into making this museum quality epoxy that is head and shoulders, I'd say, best in class. But it goes down to, we're giving you the ability to win every time. And I think the idea of staying local, so shipping isn't an issue, being able to go and pick these up in a local church, bring them home and do the preservation. Let's say they come back and they say, we want 100 ring holders, or we want 100, you know, they could even be resin crucifixes with flowers in them.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that a church could sell in their gift shop with blessed flowers from their church. Mm-hmm. And for visitors to a church who want something to take away that's special and reminds them of that church, that particular church. Let's say they were there for a baptism.
Yeah.
Or a wedding, right? Or a christening or whatever it is. These are amazingly good gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So heartfelt that they can take away. But listeners, artisans, just take the time out. Go and visit the local parish. Knock on the door. Just find someone to talk to who maybe runs the gift shop or is involved. That usually isn't the pastor, minister, or priest. It's usually someone assigned within the organization to actually run that gift shop. And even if they don't have a gift shop, there's going to be someone who's a church elder or someone in there who could actually, you know, help you connect the dots with that. And then just be straight up with them. Just tell them what you do. They're going to love it. Show them what you do. And then they're going to get in there. So I mentioned earlier, Rachel, about Rememberable Resin and Kerry, who does these religious ornaments, and she said they're big sellers for her, and I can see why.
Oh yeah, I can see why too.
Yeah, because again, it brings together both a personal moment in your life, and it also brings together like your faith as well. So it brings all them. So it has that emotional significance, and I don't think they'll even look at it as a business transaction. I think they'll look at this as something that is just an enhancement to their offerings as that church. And it helps them raise money to feed the poor, to run the programs that they do, and to be charitable, which is the calling of most good religious organizations. So, last thoughts on this, Rachel. What do you think?
First of all, really like the suggestion to go around to local places like churches, religious organizations. You know, there's tons of need for different kinds of ministry, and there's always a need for support. And like, how are we gonna come up with the money to support this ministry, right? And so I think some people who think like mixing, I know there's probably at least one person who's listening right now thinking like, oh, I don't understand why a church would have a gift shop, right? That seems a little hotty-totty, whatever. But the fact of the matter is in this day and age, you can't get anywhere without money. And it's not money that's not being, you know, it's being allocated towards important things. Like, for instance, my church is signed up with, I think it's Hope Women's Center. I believe that's the name of it, but, you know, we give supplies to young, struggling women, really women of all ages, people who are, struggling with drug addiction and whatnot. And so just being able to allocate those funds towards that, but also bring people in and have them be able to have a nice memento of that moment of like, hey, like I see that 75% of the proceeds go to Hope Women's Center and the other part obviously goes to the church to be able to keep this place open. So it's like things like that. And like, I was even thinking too, just as a little side note, is when I was younger, my church gave us a framed little baptism portrait.
Yes. Yeah.
So making frames, like small frames or whatnot, that, you know, people can pick out before their baptism, and just having that be a gift from the church, or, you know, just like a small donation or something if you do want that instead of just the piece of paper. I know not every church does certificates for baptism, but the ones that do, you know, that's a nice little touch to add. And it's the small details like that that do not only bring people back, because it leaves a lasting impression, but also leaves them with the feeling of being cared for. It's the small details that matter in my life personally. So, just having places, and, also, like you said, and drawing back to this, going to your local places instead of just trying to have that online presence, like, yes, you can't get too far in terms of sales and price margin, profit margins and things like that without an online presence. However, nothing is better than shopping locally, supporting locally,
100%.
Pairing with local smaller mom and pop businesses, because honestly, there's good money in that. I mean, more and more people are wanting to go to places like that over franchises anyways, because of the personal touch and adding a little bit extra, having your, like, for instance, if any of you guys are in Arizona, reach out to the Merchantile in Old Town Scottsdale. That place has little shops all in it. It's like 20, 40 different shops all in one of all these people's products that are rotating in and out. So that's a wonderful one to go to and to put your stuff in. And whether it be religious, whether it be non-religious, coasters, keychains, blessed flowers, non-blessed flowers, like that's, you know, there's places like that all around, farmers markets. Like it's
yeah, no, there's really a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
One thing I'd like to wrap us with is every day I get on my Microsoft account, I get OneDrive memories where it sends me pictures from this day in years gone by.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the pictures of your kids when they were really little.
Yeah.
Really precious, right? And that's where it ties into flower preservation and memories around events, not just memories around a flower. Like if you came into someone's house and said, what's that flower? Is that from your wedding? They're like, no, I just preserved the flower. You'd be like, okay, it looks great, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's from a christening or a baptism or a wedding or a funeral. Now it means something. Mm-hmm. And it's the memory that gets attached to these things that I think is just absolutely great.
Well, I just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in, and so many of you listeners just putting up with me and Ian, and maybe are ranting and raving at some points, but we really love to have you here. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to reach out to us by email or on the website. Really, we would love to answer more questions, maybe do a Q&A. But yeah, for now, thank you so much for being here with me today, Ian. And I just really enjoy this, and as my wedding approaches, I will keep you guys updated too on my flowers.
So until next time, guys, Resin Mastery, Explore Nycode Epoxy, have a blessed week.
Bye-bye.